you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Good afternoon, children. I'm Ryan McGee, and I'm here with Matt Watson. Say hello, Matt.
That's me.
Yep, that's him. That's a him, Matt Watson.
Uh-huh.
And this is the Super Mega Cast. This is the first episode of the new podcast that we are now hosting on YouTube, and hopefully in the future, iTunes, and whatever we decide.
You know. Absolutely. I don't think Ryan could have said it any better myself. This is the first episode. The very first episode of Super Mega Cast.
Yep.
And we are here to talk about... What are we going to talk about, Ryan?
Well, I kind of have something on my mind, Matt. You know what that something is?
What is it, buddy?
A segue over to this conversation about God's Not Dead 2, which you and I saw in theaters a few weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
The reason we went to go see this is because, basically, it just looked like one of those fun, bad movies. And we're not necessarily saying it's, like, bad because of the religious aspect. It just looked like a bad movie.
Like regardless if you're religious or not, whatever your religious affiliations are, when you see the trailer for this movie, you're like, God damn, that's bad.
Like, I love how they included within the movie just the only, like, black guy in the movie. Not the only black guy, but, like, the main black guy, I guess, in the movie had an African accent. The Asian kid, stereotypical Asian, like, he's very smart. He's like, how do I find God? How do I...
He was like, I have 147 questions about God.
I know, it was ridiculous.
And then there was like, I'm sorry guys, spoiler alert if you're planning on seeing it. So turn the podcast off now if you don't want those little virgin ears to be spoiled by these God Not Dead 2 spoilers. But the Chinese guy gets into a fight with his dad. And it's, like, all in Chinese. So basically,
It's pretty much a, you dishonor the family. It's that exact conversation.
No, Ryan's not even making that up. And then the dad, like, slaps him and disowns him. But I went to use the bathroom. So mm-hmm. I got up.
Yeah.
And I went to use the bathroom. And I'm like, I'm taking my pee in the restroom. And I'm like, man, this movie's bad. And then I'm like, where's it going to go from here? And I walk back in the movie theater. And it's just like, they're speaking Chinese. And I was like, what? What's going on?
And he was kind of upset because, you know, as some of you know, Matt speaks Japanese. He's not fluent, I guess, but you can hold a conversation, right?
It's enough to hold a conversation.
But let's have a little test real quick.
No, thanks. Ryan, I don't want
to... No, just a little... Here we go. I'm going to ask you how to say certain things.
No.
Okay?
What?
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the first one. Where's the bathroom?
Toire wa doko desu ka?
Okay. Second one. Ready? There's going to be three. Okay. Second one. Okay. Yeah. Please pass the juice.
Dude, I don't know how to fucking say it. I guess
isn't that something like they teach you in every language? Like, where's the library? Where's the bathroom?
Please pass the juice? You know, when you crack open the Japanese textbook, the first chapter, it's like, where's the bathroom? Please pass the juice. Juice Onegaishimasu.
When did you start learning Japanese?
I was in 10th grade in high school. I had a friend that got me into it. And contrary to popular belief, I didn't start learning it because I liked anime. I don't even watch anime, nope. Surprisingly.
Yep. You watch shows like Better Call Saul.
Yeah, which is fucking fantastic, and I can't wait for the season finale next week.
I still need to catch up, but back to what you were saying.
Yeah, there were some games coming out in Japan, and I thought it'd be cool. Like, I started watching some press conferences that were in Japanese, and I was like, whoa, I kind of want to learn this, because I had a friend that was learning it, and he was like, yeah, do it, try it. It's fun and easy. So I tried it, and it was really fun. And I was like, I liked the way it looked, and I liked the way it felt when I wrote it. It made me feel like a new man.
Yeah, you don't really practice as much as you were practicing for like a brief period here. You were getting into it more, and now I don't see you practicing. At least I don't see you practicing.
It's on and off. It's like, you know, I go through phases with it. It's like, oh, I want to get good at it now. I mean, I'll practice it for a few weeks, and then I'll get busy and forget. I'll probably start doing it again soon because, you know, we might be doing a little trip to Japan.
I was going to mention that. Yeah, we're hopefully going to take a trip to Tokyo. You know, hopefully you can be somewhat of a tour guide to me since
Dude, I would be honored.
I know jack shit.
So that is something that is on our dinner plate, possibly coming up later this year. And if we do that, don't worry, we will make many a video and do a lot of recording in Japan. So no one will miss. It's like you guys will all come on the trip with us, right, Ryan?
Exactly. Okay, we're actually gonna hold a contest. Whoever can say every number that has ever existed within a 10-second period gets a free ticket to Tokyo.
Oh yeah, that's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. Upload your videos.
And now, here's a stipulation. You can't be a smartass and say the exact thing that I just said.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, someone's gonna upload a video.
You literally have to count all of the numbers that exist.
But Ryan, isn't that impossible?
Look at you. You're smart. You're
I'm catching on, dude.
They're catching on.
You know, dude, they're not as dumb as we thought they were. Sorry, guys. We love you.
Yeah. Let's get something straight. Like, we joke around and shit, you know. I'm not going to say those are characters. That's us. That's us joking around. But hopefully y'all don't take shit too seriously, because we're just having a good time. We're joking with each other a lot. We hate on each other. We joke with you guys. We fuck with you guys. You can fuck with us if you want.
Exactly.
Even though sometimes it's just go to bed, and I don't understand that one.
I don't understand, Ryan. Yeah, so like, you know.
We're grown adults.
A lot of people have our Twitter notifications on, like hundreds of people do. So whenever Ryan and I send out a tweet on either one of our accounts or anything, people get notified immediately on their phone. And if you're listening to this, maybe you do it. If you don't, maybe you should turn it on so you always know when we're tweeting about when we're pooping or something like that, right?
No, never. Ooh, sorry, I almost burped through up there.
Ooh.
I held it back.
But back to what we're talking about. So a lot of people have our Twitter notifications on.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, people forget two things. They forget, one, that time zones exist, and they forget that we're not in middle school and we don't have bedtimes. So if we tweet anything past the hours of, like, 9 o'clock at night, people on the East Coast or like, in Europe, they'll be like, go to bed! Go to bed! Guys, stop tweeting. Go to bed. It's like, I'm not...
But you know, the more we complain about it, the more it's going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Just like in a Let's Play we did recently, I think it was the, was it the Mario Maker one? Where it's like, ship us.
Yeah.
It's a joke, and people are like, they're on, it's like, they're on to us. It's like, you guys don't understand. We
see it all.
Matt and I, I said me and I.
Me and I.
Me and I.
We're the same person, according to the shippers we are.
But like Matt and I, we've read every comment on this channel.
Yeah, everyone posted so far, we have read it.
Yeah,
and we're probably going to continue doing that too.
And we see a lot of the stuff on Instagram and Twitter, and we've recently actually started checking Tumblr a lot, so we see a lot of shit. If you're like, oh, they've never seen this, and it only has like a note or no notes,
we've probably seen it. And I mean, do you even want to address this whole ship thing?
No.
I mean, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but you know, we do it to fuck with you guys. Like when we like kiss in videos and stuff, like and hold hands in videos. It's like, this will be really fun to fuck with them because they're gonna take it so seriously.
Yeah, and it's like, the thing is, you learn that a kiss is just a kiss. It's an amazing thing. There doesn't have to be any emotion behind a kiss. There doesn't have to be any emotion behind holding hands.
Ryan, wait. How can you – wait, are you telling me you can go through life and you can kiss another human being and not feel any emotion?
Yeah, much like your dad.
What? Ryan, what the fuck?
Yeah, but, like, okay, so, but like, in all seriousness, no, there will never be, there's not a chance in the world, unless there is a gun held to my head, that, I will suck Matt's dick. Now, I can imagine someone now listening to this podcast going into their parents' bedroom, pulling out the gun.
And looking up our address. Well, actually, guys, I hate to break it to you, but even if you look up our address, you're not going to be able to find us because Ryan and I, we're packing our bags and we're moving out.
So the first time you came and visited, you stayed for a month. When yeah. Were you only supposed to stay like a week or two?
Two weeks.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks, and that went by pretty fast. And we also wanted to do Blonde Boys.
That's when we shot Blonde Boys.
Yeah, you can, if you're wondering, like, what we're talking about, there's going to be links in the description below of all the things that we've mentioned here. So if you want to check out Blonde Boys, it's there. But that's the music video we're talking about right now. So we went to Vegas to shoot that. We just were like, let's just fucking do it.
Let's go to Vegas. We were just in the car, and we're like, guys, what if we just shoot this video in Vegas? And I was like, ha ha ha.
But wait, it was really only for Jerome's part. I mean, there was some footage of like all the blonde boys, but really it was only for Jerome, because you know we each character had a setting. Yours, Ethan's character, your character
was like Hollywood.
My character had Venice Beach.
Yeah, like Santa Monica. Yeah.
And then Daniel's character Jerome.
Yeah, it was Vegas.
Yep, because he's just kind of a slimy little bastard.
Just a weird, just a grown man that hangs out with these younger boys. But yeah.
Hates being called dad.
But yeah, but the thing is, he's not like a pedophile. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, it's up for debate, but it's like he's just misunderstood because he didn't have friends as a kid, so he just wants to be accepted. Mm-hmm. So there's these two boys, and he's trying to turn them into what he wants them to be by dyeing their hair blonde, and just it's a really weird concept when you think about it.
It's fucked up. It's very fucked up.
Yeah,
but it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Here's the thing. I made a statement recently just about comedy in general. And I was watching Louis C.K. and I came to this.
You came, dude?
Yeah, I came to Louis C.K. I came to this conclusion though while watching Louis C.K. and I saw that he didn't really have a bias. I mean, he does in his content, but he'll attack anything. He'll mention anything really. And I feel like in comedy we need people like that because we need people who don't take either side. We need people who will make fun of anything, because if we're not allowed to make fun of something, then let's just use terrorism as an example. Some people don't feel like it's right to make fun of terrorism because it's like, oh, it's giving them attention. It's like, no, you don't want to be fearful of them.
Well,
right?
It's delegitimate. Like when
it's the ISIS video that we did.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, what it does is like when you take. People look at it the wrong way. When we make fun of something like ISIS, basically what it's doing is it's not like taking something horrible and just making like a joke. It's like
it's not laughing at that horrible
thing.
Yeah,
exactly. Which is what people misunderstand is they think that we're just laughing and being insensitive and laughing at the horrible thing, like the bad things ISIS do. Because I mean they're pretty bad.
Yeah,
right?
They're very terrible. Maybe
we can all agree on that ISIS is bad.
Yeah, I mean let's have a show of hands. I hope most of them are up.
There are two hands raised in this room, and they're ours. So, but basically, what it does is it takes these, you know, these awful things that want to be taken seriously, and it delegitimizes them, and it just mocks them. So that, you know, that's why we make fun of like things like ISIS, and you know, go to the extreme with it because they deserve to be made fun of. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like. They don't get a free pass just because they scare people.
Yeah, and then like other serious like topics like in Tumblr and all this other stuff. It's just some of it's just for like a fun kind of like nudge, like a haha, like you joke with your friend, like if your friend, if your friend has acne and you point it out like a wink and a nudge way, it's not like you don't do it in a mean way. There's a way to go about it. Where it's like, oh, dude, looking nice. Like, oh, thanks. I just got it today. Like, like if we're making fun of something like. It's either going to be satire, just kind of like a wink and a nudge, and just kind of like, ah, we're just fucking with you. Like, because we fuck with each other all the time. There's really no limit, I believe, in comedy. I don't feel like there should be a limit. If there is, that's unfortunate, because that's censorship.
You know, parents are always a fun thing to talk about. I love my parents. I love my parents so much.
I would hope so.
Guy, I fucking hate my parents, guys. I mean, a lot of, you know, like...
Do you remember... Did you ever have that stage in high school where you're like, fuck my parents?
Yeah,
fuck
like, to an extent. Like, I'd fight with my parents a lot. And so, sometimes in high school. I mean, it was mainly my sister fought with my parents. I was always pretty good with my parents.
Who would you say is the favorite child?
Oh, jeez, Ryan. Well, okay. I mean, I'm more successful than my sister. But
oh my god!
But my sister is more adult and professional than me.
She's also older than you. Of course she's more of an adult.
It's like, yeah, maybe I'm more successful than my sister in ways, but, I mean, like, I don't know, objectively, just, okay, well, yeah, I'm more famous than my sister, but my sister works, she's a hardworking American who lives in Texas and works at a bank. And you know, I think my parents respect that. And then, because you know, it's like, then they see me, and you know, it's like, oh yeah, he's successful too. But what does he do? He makes dick jokes on the internet.
He kisses his best friend.
he pretends to have sex with his best friend on camera, and then thousands of people watch it and go, ha 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 ha. So it's like, huh? Which child is better?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean,
which one, Matt?
It's like,
which one's better?
They're glad we're both getting out there and doing something. Neither of us are like deadbeats, you know. I mean, my sister's getting married, so I'm they're happy. Like,
give your parents a gun. They have to choose, or else you both die. Who are they shooting?
Ryan, why are you asking me these like that? Like, would you sit down with your mom and dad and just be like, all right, I want to know which one of you loves me more? And they'll be like, we love you equally, honey.
Well, I'm the like, only child, so it's like. It doesn't really, like, this situation that I'm providing you doesn't really apply to me.
Well, maybe they love me more than you.
My parents?
Yeah.
My parents love you more than me?
Cecile? I know Cecile loves me, dude.
Dude, she loves you so much.
Dude, I know Cecile wants to get all up in this business.
In it to win it. That's Cecile's motto when it comes to you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Nice.
Do you remember that commercial?
No.
I mean, it's not like an old commercial. It's fairly recent, within the past like 5 years. But it was, I think it was a fuck. Why am I forgetting the name
Are
of them?
Are you blanking out?
TV
right
dinners.
Okay.
Kid Cuisine.
Okay, yeah.
It was for Kid Cuisine, and basically they did like a sweepstakes where you could win like in every few Kid Cuisines you could win, and the prize was a fucking it was just a chicken dinner, like a kid cuisine, like chicken dinner. Like, of all the prizes. You know, because I remember when I was a kid, the prizes were like, it's like, win a trip to Disneyland and like, get this cool water gun. And I mean, it's like, get a chicken dinner.
Get a nice chicken dinner with your Uncle Ben before he gets shot.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Spider-Man, dude.
Oh! I didn't make that connection. I'm like, Ryan, what?
Neither did everyone else before I said Spider-Man. And then there's going to be the people in the comments that are like, I totally got it before. Ooh.
Great job, dude. You get a fucking trophy. Give him the award.
Do I get, like, what does the Spider-Man trophy look like?
It's a box of Uncle Ben's rice.
With a bullet in it.
Oh, God, that's evil, Ryan. I'm not saying he didn't deserve what he got, but
Uncle Ben?
Yeah, dude.
How did Uncle Ben deserve to get shot?
He's a fucking asshole.
He was just driving his little nephew to a fucking wrestling match.
Is that really what was happening?
Well, he was driving him to the wrestling match, and then he was apparently waiting on him to get out, and then some guy that robbed the wrestling match area.
Oh yeah,
shot him.
It's been a long time since I've seen Spider-Man. Ryan, do you mind if I jump on a Segway real quick?
Yeah,
and you can climb on my back, and we can segue into another conversation. Okay.
Yeah, let me just hop on real quick.
Okay. Okay. Stay on my back.
Yep.
Dude, you think like anyone in the world has just a pimped out Segway, like monster truck tires on it?
Oh, and,
like,
yeah, we could Google that shit right now. I bet you we'd come up with something.
Let's Google it then.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and Google it. We're now actively Googling. What do you want to look up for the segues?
Just cool segue.
Yep, he's typing in cool segue.
Wow, all I can say is these are anything but cool.
You typed in cool segue and a bunch of pictures of those fucking hoverboard things.
What is this thing? What is this? It looks like something you would use in your, like, garden. Like a little
people have no idea what we're looking at right now. Why are we reacting to this?
Yeah, I didn't even think about
that. Oh, yeah, they can't see anything.
Guys, just imagine. Imagine a weird-looking Segway that looks like a...
Imagine a motorcycle seat.
It looks like a baby, like, stroller.
Well, think of Yoshi with wheels. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's a good example. It is... I mean, dude, I'm going to break the fourth wall. I mean, excuse me for doing this, but...
Yeah.
It's dark in here. It's dark in this room we're recording in.
It's pretty dark, yeah.
And it's making me think of like, you know what I hate is, like, restaurants.
Yeah.
Specifically the Cheesecake Factory.
Really?
No, I love the good food. Okay. But I hate restaurants that turn their lights down so low that, like, you can't, it's like I'm straining my eyes to see anything. Like, you go into the Cheesecake Factory, and it's like a power outage happened, and they have everything lit with candles. It's just like, I want to be able to, like, just see everything. I get there's that whole thing where it's like, oh, well, if it's dark, things taste better. Oh.
Well, yeah, there are restaurants that actually do the whole, like,
lights off thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of those kind of gimmicky places and businesses, but one that I actually really would like to try would be one of those, oh, what are they called? They're like meditation water tanks or something like that.
Oh, the yeah. It's like the sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
Tanks.
Oh, I want to try that out so bad.
Rhett and Link did it in a video a while back.
Oh yeah, like I've seen the thumbnail to that video.
Oh wow, dude, look at you, the king of thumbnails, dude. You get around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like maybe we could do that for a video. You know, if people want to see that, maybe we can do that.
I don't even know how much it would cost.
Are they expensive? Because there's a place near Los Angeles that does it. I know that.
Well, we could see.
For people that don't know what we're talking about, it's like basically this tank you get in that's filled with water and it's pitch black. And basically it's just like, I don't know if it's therapeutical, but it's like, it's a little kind of meditation thing where you're just deprived of like all your senses. So,
yeah.
So it's like a very just strange experience. Where it's just silent, pitch black, you know.
I think, like, I would have some sort of fucking panic attack because of claustrophobia.
Yeah, because you're in a black tank filled with water and you can't hear or see anything. I don't think I would like it. We can go in one together. I mean, I think that would defeat the purpose of sensory...
Can they fit two people?
I'm a small guy, Ryan.
Yeah, that's true. You could, like, you could curl up around the outer rim and then I could be in the center.
Just imagine that would give me a panic attack more than anything.
Could someone actually sketch that up, like with crayon?
Oh God, it's gonna be a shipper that's gonna do it too, and we're gonna be naked or some shit. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with
draw my cock in Matt's mouth.
Don't do that.
please. Draw.
Just telling people to draw shit.
Just like weird shit. Because you know someone out there is going to do it.
Someone, probably.
Someone
out
there.
Is that abuse of our, not power, but is that abuse of our position in life?
Of our persuasion over people's minds? No, I don't think
so. Are we fucking Chris Angel now?
Mind freak?
We're going to mind freak people?
Dude, I just got mind freaked.
We saw Chris Angel pitter-pattering away from
today.
His little magic trick.
Yeah, we saw this dude. We were down in Hollywood, and we saw this dude just like running down the sidewalk, and he looked just like Chris Angel, and he had like the full get-up and everything. And I told Ryan, I'm like, yeah, he probably just did like a little smoke bomb to disappear. And then just quickly had to run away. So like by the time the smoke dissipated, he was just gone. Like, how did he do it? But he's just like half a mile down the sidewalk, out of breath. Just, now you see me, now you don't.
Mind freak. You remember that? Did you ever watch the show?
Chris Angel Mind Freak?
Yeah. I did. I was actually entertained by it.
I'm Chris Angel. Pain is how I know I'm alive. He said that in the intro to the show. He would say something like, he was like, pain is living, and pain is how I know I'm alive. So that's why he would like hang meat hooks through his skin and then like dangle from a helicopter and fly over the desert and shit.
That sounds like Jackass.
But just a one depressed, sadistic man.
Who dates Playboy models.
Does he?
He did. I thought he dated one.
Dude.
I don't know.
You know, like,
just, I hope if that's not true, then I'm just making shit up, and I apologize.
Hey man, you're helping our boy Chris out, dude. Making him look better than he is. You're like, people will be like, damn, dude, Chris Angel's got it, dude. He's freaking those mind freaks.
He's gonna wind up listening to this podcast somehow. I
just
don't know
somehow
how.
And be like, hey, that's me.
That's a me.
Hey, I'm the mind freak. Yes, that's me, the mind freak. They're talking about me. And that was me they saw in Hollywood. And they were exactly right about what was going on.
I was running away from a smoke magic trick.
Smoke
magic trick.
Like Chris Angel, like the master magician himself, and he's doing like fucking gimmicky smoke magic tricks.
What if he kept doing episodes and like he would like fucking pull rabbits out of hats and shit? What if he did that? Is this your car? That's the one. Those are the one tricks that I don't like watching on TV. I hate watching card tricks on TV.
Because it can just be so faked.
They cut it, and I'm like, okay, stop. Stop with this. And sometimes they do it in a single take, but I'm not that impressed with card tricks.
Okay.
I'm not that impressed. Like, I used to start to, like, do them myself, and then when I figured out the secrets behind them, it just became...
The magic goes away, and it's not magic. Okay, there are some fucking amazing magicians out there. I have seen them, like in person, do some fucking crazy magic tricks. And Chris Angel, I'm not, you know, like saying he's not legit, but I mean, like I saw on his show where he like picked a guy, like he did a pick a card thing, mm-hmm. and then it was this guy that's just a bald dude. I mean, Chris Angel pulls out a switchblade and just cuts the back of the dude's head open and just pulls the card out of the guy's head. And he's like, "Is this your card?" Yeah, thanks for cutting a hole in my head, Chris. And it's like, how do you expect people to think that's real? Like, on TV, like,
thanks
no.
Thanks for cutting a hole in my head, Chris.
Like, he just slit the dude. Like, he just takes it like a box cutter and just, like, in the back of the guy's head and just pulls a card out. And maybe Chris Angel actually
like
is magic.
It's a fucking ATM.
It's a little card ATM. Chris is like, ah, shit, I forgot my cards. I gotta just keep pulling 52 cards out of this guy's head. But like, say that is real. What's the guy gonna do? Be like, oh, well, yeah, that is my card. But you fucking cut me open, Chris. Like,
oh yeah, have a good day.
Okay, Chris, I need to go to the hospital. And then Chris, now you see me, now you don't. And then the guy has to pay his own hospital bills because Chris does his magic vanishing act.
In smoke. It goes up in smoke and he runs away.
He goes bazinga and he throws down a big smoke screen and then takes off running down the sidewalk.
Just picturing that, I'm
just
sorry.
This grown man child with eyeliner running down the sidewalk.
Screaming bazinga and throw down a smoke bomb.
Ryan, I mean, guilty as charged. I used to like to
throw down smoke bombs and run away.
Yes. But I also like the Big Bang Theory. No, I'm sorry. I liked it. I used to like it. I used to watch it with my parents.
Well, that doesn't mean you liked it.
Well, I mean, I was entertained by it. I mean, it wasn't my favorite show, but my parents liked it, so I'd watch it with them while we were eating dinner back when I was in like high school, and I thought it was entertaining. I love Shellman.
Well, it's very popular to hate the show. I don't like the show personally. I don't like its quality. I don't like its writing. The characters, I personally just don't
seem, I don't know, I'm not interested in the show.
Yeah, no, I understand
but,
that.
But there is this giant culture around hating the show.
Because they make it easy. They make these jokes like, I never feel, it's like, that was...
That's not what Aquaman would do.
Yeah.
If Superman had a fucking pie chart,
I have Asperger's.
I don't know in what situation that sentence would be uttered in a fucking comic book. What is it? What did I say? Superman's pie chart?
Aquaman's pie chart? I don't know, dude. Aquaman's
pie chart?
I spaced out for a minute because I was trying to think of some of my favorite Big Bang Theory episodes. I mean, there's some good ones, right?
There's so many.
Okay, well, I mean, you got to give them credit on the fact that, like, the guy that plays Sheldon, Jim Parsons, I think is his name.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, like, he has millions and millions of dollars from playing this dude. So it's like the writers are rolling in it, all the actors are rolling in it.
Well, isn't Chuck Lorre behind this?
So yeah,
the same guy with, like, Two and a Half Men and all that.
Damn,
he,
dude.
He has a good eye for shit. Well, okay, let me he has a good eye for money, shit,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, I said it.
Dude, when you said Two and a Half Men, I've never personally watched the show, but
I have, actually.
Charlie Sheen or Ashton Kutcher version?
Charlie Sheen. I don't like Ashton Kutcher's as an actor. Ashton Kutcher's.
Careful, he might punk you.
Well, I don't know, like, I don't feel like... What are we afraid of? Ashton Kutcher is actually going to fucking listen to this podcast?
Dude, he's a huge fan of Super Mega. What are you talking about? He loves watching Let's Plays.
Oh, man. God, I saw the fucking Apple movie where he played Steve Jobs.
Yeah, was it good?
No.
Did you know? Did you see how, like five Steve Jobs movies came out within, like, 1 year?
Two. Or maybe three. Man, I think there was a documentary made as well.
You're making me sound like I'm lying.
I'm sorry. It's just a fib.
No, it's not.
It's just a rumor, Wade.
I saw.
What? It's from VeggieTales.
Oh, yeah. The
I'm
little,
the
like,
rumor, Wade.
The fib
yes,
from outer space.
Yes, it's true.
That's a good. I miss VeggieTales. That was a good show. I watched it as a kid.
Yeah. I feel like it went downhill once they took the Christian aspect out of the
Did
stuff.
They? I didn't even know they did that.
Because it got bought out, I think, by someone else. I can't remember who. And they changed it instead of a Christian show.
Just
it was
like
more
a,
of just
a moral show. Yeah.
And of course the styles changed and everything. But VeggieTales I really liked, you know, regardless of my beliefs now and how different they are from when I was young.
What, do you not believe in vegetables? I was in Men's Warehouse the other day getting fitted for a tux and the guy fitting me was this like stout little dude, looked like a pug kind of, and you know, like him and I are hitting it off.
Sure, it wasn't actually a pug. Fuck, that you were just talking to?
It might have been.
That you were just talking to, putting on a suit?
I might have been on one of my crack splurges, and I was just... Back to what I was saying. The dude, like, well, we're hitting it off, we're talking, and he's like, he's a real short guy, and he's like, boy, you're tall. And I was, like, being witty. I'm like, huh, thanks, I've been practicing. Silence. The dude was just silent. And I was like, that was a bad joke. And, like, he just didn't say
Was there another opportunity for you to make another joke?
No, from then on, I was just like, yeah, thanks. Okay, yeah.
Did he try to make jokes?
No, he's just, put your arm. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm from South Carolina. Oh, you don't have the accent. I'm like, yeah, because.
That's what everyone says when I say I'm from South Carolina.
Because everyone else that's not from the South.
They expect everyone from the South to have.
To sound like.
Howdy, partner.
Sound like Sandy Cheeks or something.
I know. It's just, that's, okay. I notice it big in, like, Hollywood movies when they go to the South and people have – like, there are people with Southern accents, but it's important to realize that not everyone in the South has a Southern accent. Like, most people that went to my high school in Irmo, South Carolina, did not have a Southern accent.
Actually, well, I'm from Charleston, which is, like, the city beach town of Charleston.
That's where slaves were sold. That's different.
Well, I mean, like, well, all I'm saying is, like, very few people in Charleston have Southern accents. In fact, at my high school, there was only one girl who had a Southern accent, and she looked like a raccoon. And if that girl is listening to this, I apologize. You know who you are. I am so sorry.
Or you were on another one of your fucking cracks sprees, and you never went to school and just hung out in the woods and
just with a raccoon.
Just talked with a raccoon.
With a Southern accent. Do you want to do some crack? Would you ever be down to try that with me?
No.
Why?
I'm not interested in that drug.
Why are you not interested in that drug? Ryan, try it once.
No.
Do a little crack rock, buddy.
Crack rock, crack rock. Mm. You know who that is?
That's Frank Ocean.
Frank Underwood.
Well, let's part ways from this and let's talk about the future of Super Mega and of this podcast.
Well, we haven't even really discussed Super Mega at all, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, we've just been rambling about random shit.
Yeah, what was our launch day?
Tuesday, the 12th, and we're recording this on Wednesday, the 13th.
Yeah, so we had a very successful launch day. Like, we may not be getting hundreds of thousands of views, but we do have almost 15,000 subscribers as of recording this podcast. If not, we have maybe crossed the line already.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big positive wave that came with the people that watched the videos.
Like, absolutely. Like, it was, we were not expecting a launch that big.
Yeah.
Like, we were honestly expecting, like, just get, like, max out at, like, 4,000 subs.
A couple hundred views.
Yeah, just the first day. But we were shocked by how fast it kind of picked up. And also just by how well received our content was. And everyone listening to this, we just want to thank you so much for giving us such a positive, good launch. And thank you so much for supporting us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, seriously, this is the second channel that I have personally been a part of creating. And just I'm personally proud of it. And just having fun with you and just relaxing, it's like I see another side of YouTube. Like, there's the side of YouTube that you and I have of, like, that creative, you know, kind of passionate thing that we do with Kids with Problems where we're creating sketch comedy. And there's a difference between, I guess, I don't know, playing video games isn't my, you know, passion.
Yeah.
Filmmaking is what I love, and I love that. But, like, doing this and chilling with you, it's great. It's, like, it's building a community and being able to have fun and entertain others,
yeah,
at the base level of it, is very both rewarding and fulfilling.
Absolutely. And it's like being able to call this our job, to just to be able to entertain you guys, it's an honor and it's really fun.
Yeah.
And honestly, we're having way more fun making content for this channel than we thought we were going to. I mean, we always thought it was going to be fun, but I don't know if I can speak for Ryan, but I've been having a blast working on Super Mega and making everything.
Oh, yeah. We have so much more in store for you guys. You have no idea. There's a movie review series that's in the works. We're just trying to figure out, like, intros and all that. Like, we're trying to make this good. We're trying to make good quality content for you. Sounded like I was about to cry. Sorry. I was burp throw up.
You need a tissue? Yeah, dude, the whole time we've been talking, I've been on the edge of like I have heartburn right now, and I'm just like,
because we just ate pizza and it's trying to come up a little bit.
Pizza and Gatorade. But, like children.
What was I saying?
About the you making creating quality content.
Yeah, it's like we want to make sure we're creating good quality content. This isn't just a dump channel, I guess, for us. We didn't want this to be a dump channel. We came together and that was in the discussions at first. What if we just had a channel where we could dump anything on? And then as we started making the content for this, for Super Mega, we realized that, you know, providing this quality content, it's both fun and it's just something that we love having our names under. And we hope that you guys enjoy the content that we provide you with. And we hope that we can continue to entertain you. And we love reading the comments. As we said in the beginning, we have read every single comment, every single one. We're not going to respond to everyone. We're not going to like everyone, you know.
But we read it.
Yes.
And some of you guys are ridiculously funny. And some of you
are mean as fuck.
And make our hearts hurt. And also, we have so much stuff planned for this channel. We have so many game series. We're going to play games that you guys really want to see us play. So, you know, if there's games you want to see us play, put it in the comments, you know, tweet it at us, that kind of stuff, because we're bound to see it.
Seriously, even in this podcast, in the comment section down below, put in game suggestions for the channel. And in regards to that, no, we will not do a face cam for a regular Let's Plays. We've seen that comment a lot. Put the final nail in the coffin on this one.
Basically, we prefer, our personal preference is we like not using a webcam.
It's just chilling with you and don't have to worry about the webcam. And the thing about the webcam is we want to use it sparingly. Like,
we will use
video games and stuff. Like, with horror games, you can bet your ass there will be a webcam. We just want to make sure that when we use a webcam, it's there for a purpose. Because the webcam's there for us to react to stuff and, to create a different type of video than what we're already providing you. And I think horror games, they'll feel different than the normal Let's Plays that we put on this channel.
Yeah, we will use a webcam, like Ryan says, and we're going to make it nice so you can see our faces, our little reactions. And also, on the topic of webcams, we will also be doing streams every month. Yes. Once we get situated in our new place and stuff, we're going to set up a nice little set, and we're going to frequently be streaming on YouTube.
Yeah, not going to say how frequently. You know, we're still in the planning stages of this channel, but streaming will definitely become a regular thing.
Mm-hmm. Where we'll hang out with you guys, just stream, have a good time, and then after each stream, maybe make a little like stream highlight compilation, yeah, so, like, throw it on the channel.
The people that couldn't show up can see the highlights. This is right. Just an idea. This is what we're thinking. You can leave what your thoughts are about this idea, but we're thinking like, after a stream, we're not going to make it the whole thing public. So the people who showed up, they're the only ones that get to see the whole unedited stream.
Right. So you got to come to the stream to see it.
But if you miss the stream, there will be a highlights video of the highlights from that stream. We're in execution, and we're just trying to make a channel and make a community that we're proud of, and hopefully that you will become proud of, if you are already not proud of.
Yeah, we're really excited just to start growing this community with you guys, and you guys are a good group of fans, and we love you, and we're so appreciative of you, and we will continue to show that in future videos. So, Ryan, I think this is a good note to end the first podcast of our weekly podcast series. What do you think?
I couldn't agree less with you. I'm more with you.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that. All right, guys. So, thank you so much for tuning in to our first podcast. We are going to be doing one of these every single Thursday from here on out. And in the future, we're going to have many, many guest stars on this podcast whose titles include, it's a secret, but we have some good guests lined up. So, you're not going to want to miss these future podcasts. They will be hosted on iTunes and on YouTube. So we love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Ryan, any last words?
Yes. Bye.
Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.